From ESG Post in Singapore, I'm Zara Mao, and this is the ESG Podcast. Win-Win Tin, CEO of the retail chain Citymart Holding, is at the forefront of corporate responsibility in Myanmar. We spoke about her challenges running a transparent company and how she's trying to embed ethics into the country's business practices. Thank you very much for joining me, Win-Win. Could you give me some background on your company, Citymart Holding, and its sustainability achievements?
Yes, thank you for this opportunity to talk to you. So Citymart Holding was started as a small supermarket back in 1996, when at the time, supermarket concept was very, very new in the market, in our market, which is Myanmar. And from that single outlet, we grew it and we became a market leader in the country. And now we operate multiple formats, from big format like hypermarkets to small format like convenience stores. We have about 8,000 employees, and we have 200 over retail stores nationwide. So that's about the company. And then in Myanmar, UN Global Compact was introduced in 2013, and then we became the first batch of company to sign up for the Global Compact to promote UN Global Compact principles in our workplace. And then since then, we have been playing a leading role in creating public awareness in social and environmental issues, and also promoting sustainable business practices. And we have published our sustainability report annually since 2016. And this year, we became, CMHA became number one most transparent and sustainable company by Bundesrat report. So that's our journey towards sustainability initiative.
And what are the main challenges that Citymart currently faces in Myanmar, both from a business and from an environmental, social and governance perspective?
Myanmar is still an emerging country, so there are still a lot of challenges in every aspect. So as a market leading company, I mean, with our leadership team, we review and redesign our company visions and business model to be in line with sustainable development agenda. And we introduce our sustainable retail model 2025, which is we redesign our company vision. What should we look like in 2025, and what should be the KPIs that we should adopt towards that 2025 vision? So we came up with our 7 strategic visions towards our sustainability goal. So to achieve those visions, we look at 4 key pillars, so which are our people pillar, product pillar, and planet pillar, and company pillar. So we align our 4 pillars. We work towards our strategic vision, which are aligned with our sustainability goals and initiatives. So under that 4 pillar, under like our people pillar, we emphasize on equal employment policies to promote gender equality, and also to mitigate workplace harassment. And we are also building our in-house capabilities for learning and development and workplace safety. So that those are the initiatives that we are working on under the people pillar. And then for product pillar, to achieve our strategic vision of becoming the value company by our customers, product pillar is very important. So, our consumers are facing a lot of challenges in regards to food safety issues. So we have been investing quite a lot in the quality management system to address on the potential risk for food safety. And then we also encourage our suppliers to improve their quality and standard in line with the, you know, changing regulatory and market environments. And also we track our consumer feedback and complaints very actively for further improvement. So that is the mechanism under our product pillar. And then for planet, as we all are aware, plastic is a very big issue that all the emerging markets are facing. So we actively campaign on consumers' awareness on the reduction on the usage of plastic at all retail level. So also throughout our supply chain. Also for internet staff, we are also taking initiative on the energy consumption and waste reduction in our operation and our supply chain. So that is our planet pillar. And then under company pillar, we want to be a champion for having good corporate governance structure. So we are adopting good corporate governance structures and policies which promote universally accepted ethical standards like transparency, fairness, gender equality, regulatory compliance, anti-corruption and bribery. We have guidelines and policies, trainings to work on those standards under the company pillar. So those are the initiatives that we are working on to achieve our strategic vision, which is in line with our sustainability goals.
Regarding your 2025 plan, what targets do you have for that and how are you working towards those targets?
So we have that four pillars, and then under that four pillars, we develop our internal metrics, KPIs. So we measure our impact. So let's say for people, so we measure, we have key metrics like turnover. We look at gender equality, I mean, women workforce participations. We look at is there like workplace harassment report or whistleblowing cases. So we have about 25 key metrics that we measure, and then we report them in our annual sustainability report. So we have some aggressive targets to achieve in 2025. So we keep track of those metrics, and we have annual goals for improvement to reach our 2025 goals. So let's say right now, so we have been keeping track of the plastic usage transactions. So when we started, we were giving out like 1.8 bags per transactions. So we changed our plastic material to be more environmental friendly. And then with the campaigns that we have for consumer awareness on the plastic reduction, so we have managed to lower down the plastic usage to 1.2, I think, currently. And then our aim is to reach zero level in 2025, but it's still quite a journey for us to reach to that goal. So, you know, we have to educate our consumers and also find what are the substitutable materials that we can be introducing as a solution. So we have managed to reduce the usage gradually, but then to reach our goal of zero plastic usage at our checkout area, we have to gradually improve to achieve that. We want to be carbon neutral, but we cannot be there immediately. So we have worked on like LED, changing our lighting system to LED, and now we are for this next year we are going to be generating about 20% of our electricity with solar panels. So we have the long-term goal, but then we have our annual goals towards that, those long-term goals. So likewise, like for product level, so food safety is one of the major concerns of our consumers. So, you know, our processing facilities are all HACCP certified. And then we have, we are also working with more suppliers for them to become at least HACCP certified. And then we are also working with farmers for more GAB, good agriculture practice certification. So definitely our big challenge is to have 100% compliance along our supply chain by 2025. So we have those key measurements.
How easy is it to achieve transparency in your supply chain, as well as on the governance level within your company?
Yeah, it's not easy at all because, I mean, in terms of standards and framework at the country level, many are still missing, right? And there's also, in terms of enforcement are still very weak as well. So we have to really work with that environment that we have. We have to work with regulatory bodies to come up with better standards and also to come out to do more enforcement. So that is on the policy side. We actively engage with regulatory body on that front. We also have our own internet team doing auditing. So based on the gap assessment, we have our internet team to go and cover the gaps. So we are working in two ways. One is working closely with the regulatory bodies, and then another way is to work with our own internet audit team and our internet education team, food safety team, to educate to our supply chain partners, I mean, to our suppliers and farmers.
Within your company, you have internal targets like reducing harassment. That right. requires having a level of transparency in the company so you can see company practice at the granular
That's
level.
Right.
How easy is it to achieve that transparency within your own company?
Yeah, that's something that we are progressively working towards. So currently we still have to rely on the line managers. So there are two ways that we are getting data, right? So some of the data, I mean, we can obtain through our financial data. And then another, I mean, we can also obtain data from our ERP system. And then like HR systems. And another data source is the line managers. So we are trying to streamline the data collection process to make it more efficient for everybody to get those informations, as well as to be more transparent in data reporting. And we are trying to incorporate and improve our data collections to use more computer systems so that we can gain efficiency as well as transparency.
You mentioned you were engaging with both your consumers and your supply chain on ESG issues. What are your main priorities in engaging your supply chain and consumers, and what has the response been from those two parties?
So we are taking the issues that are identified by the consumers and working with our supply chain partners to drive those changes. So our key role is really to connect our supply chain and drive the change that is required and to drive those changes as fast as possible. So supply chain integration is our priority. I would say that is also our lifeblood of our retail business. So the priority is on the food safety because, you know, the standards are very weak in the market. So the first priority is food safety. And then secondly is on the So for food safety, there are two parts, right? So for the processed food, is HACCP FDA standards, and for agriculture products is more GAB standards. So that is our priority, and then along with that, we are also promoting inclusive supply chain. So we work with a lot of SME suppliers and the Pride of Myanmar platform, so to make SME suppliers more inclusive in our supply chain. So and also to promote Made in Myanmar products, because you know Myanmar is an agriculture based country, but then in terms of manufacturing industry, it's still very weak, and we are importing a lot of processed food from overseas. So we think that we should play a very important role in that area. So that is one of our priority as well. So first priority is food safety. Second priority is inclusive supply chain, working with SME suppliers. But they are not the only two, right? There are others like food waste and also reduction of taking environmental issues into our supply chain, reduction of food wastage, or and reduction of like plastic usage, packaging usage in the product. So, but those are not, those will be at the later phase. So for the immediate priority is on that two front, on the food safety, and secondly on inclusive supply chain, working with the SME suppliers.
What ESG issues do you think need addressing most urgently in Myanmar, both today and in the future?
At national level, I would say regulatory reform and capability development, as you know, state-owned enterprises and regulatory bodies are very much needed. So we are also, as a stakeholders, we are also working with other associations like retailer associations or chamber of commerce to improve the capabilities of the regulatory bodies to come up with better standards, better frameworks, better enforcement capabilities. So I would say, yeah, the priorities. So for us as a retail operator, so we see those things are the immediate priorities for now and also in the coming years. There are a few regulatory bodies that concern with our industry, like FDA, Myanmar Food Drug and Association. I mean, we work with them on the food safety issues. And then the Ministry of Trade for more inclusive supply chain, like Ministry of Agriculture for like GAB standards. So there are a couple of regulatory bodies that we have to actively work with.
Does the human rights aspect of your supply chain in Myanmar concern you? Is that something that you're engaging with your suppliers on?
So we, as I mentioned, we have our, we are the signatory of UN Global Compact. So we have our code of conduct, and our code of conduct, we clearly mention that violation is of human rights is not acceptable in our supply chain. So we have our suppliers, partnership agreement, and that is clearly stated there. So when we do auditing of our suppliers, we look at child labor. We look at whether there is a child labor issue. We look at some employment issues. We look at like food safety, manufacturing standards issues. So we look at we cover those issues in our auditing processes. So I would say that that is a protocol, that, you know, Global Compact principles we are following those standards. So we expect all our suppliers supplying to our retail chain follow that standards as well, and we do audits on those matters.
In terms of your partnership with the Global Compact, are you using those principles to influence your peers in Myanmar? Are you building networks with other organizations in Myanmar to try and embed those principles in business?
I think there are about 200 plus, I think almost close to 300 signatories in Myanmar. So there's a network, UNGC network, and also, and our reports are, we have to, submit our annual report online, and that is public knowledge. I mean, it's open, the reports can be downloaded by anybody, on internet. So all the signatories have to follow that, standards. We issue our sustainability report and we educate about, sustainability issues within our ecosystems. With our stakeholders, like suppliers, customers, and also before we publish, we engage with all our stakeholders, taking their concerns. And after we publish, we also release a report, publicly on our website. We print them and send out to all our suppliers. So we do hope to promote those standards with our stakeholders and we want to become a positive source and leading company doing those practices.
Thank you so much for talking to me, Win-Win.
All right. Yeah. Thank you.